How many people would you say could get on it?
About six.
Be a pretty good size boat.
It's a good size boat. I can tell you where you can go look at one if you'd like to look at them. You go back to the marina, and you know where the post office is where you stopped
uh-huh.
in Choir where I was at? You go right straight back and you go over that levee.
Uh-huh.
And you can see the Bayside Marina, and you can see boats tied up there.
They wouldn't care if I just went to look at them?
No. You're just going to go look at them. Even you can go inside and inquire and hear a couple words from them, you know, it might help you.
You say if the child was just learning to dress himself, the mother brings in the clothes and tells him,
put your shirt on, put your pants on.
Or here.
Here's your clothes.
Okay. And say if you were taking a child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist might tell him, you don't need to be scared, I
won't frighten you.
Or I, what gonna hurt you,
I'm not gonna hurt you.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say, I ain't gonna hurt you?
Oh, naturally. I think everybody does. I'm down this way anyway, honey.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you all do, but I know we do.
How would you say that?
Ain't.
Okay. And you say if I ask you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say, no,
it wasn't me. It might have been my sister.
Okay. And say if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as
a little sample.
And if she sees a dress that she likes a lot, she'd say the dress was very
pretty.
Huh?
Very pretty.
Okay. Or
it's just right.
Or even prettier than
prettier.
You say it was a
very pretty dress.
Okay. And something she could wear over her dress in the kitchen.
Apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use
a pen, a fountain pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place.
A safety pin.
And you say a dime is worth
10 cents.
And if a man were going to go to church on Sunday, what would he wear?
Suit.
And if he just brought it, it would be a brand...
brand new suit.
And you remember when they had the three-piece suit?
Yeah, vest you're talking about?
Uh-huh.
Vest and a coat and pants, and
uh-huh.
sometimes you got suits with two pairs of pants.
Do you ever hear of another name for pants?
Trousers.
Mm-hmm. What about something a man would wear if he was working out around a barn? Something that comes up.
Overhauls.
Okay. And if you went outside without your coat and you were getting cold and you wanted it, you'd ask someone to run inside the house and...
get my jacket.
And what it to me?
Hand it to me.
Okay. And you say that coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
it just fit.
Okay. And you say if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, then it makes them...
pockets bulge.
And you say that shirt used to fit me until I washed it and it...
it shrunk.
And every shirt I've washed recently has...
been shrinking?
Or has done what?
Fading.
Or talking about shrinking. You said
shrinking.
That shirt fit and...
it fit until I washed it.
And since then it's...
it's too small.
Because it has...
it's shrunk.
Okay. And if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to...
dress real nice.
Okay. Would you say that about a man?
Yes, sometimes. I have to really dress nice.
Uh-huh. What if she likes to stand in front of the mirror and...
primp.
Uh-huh. Would you say that about a man?
No. I don't think a man usually primps too much. Uh-huh. But nowadays he might, but not my generation.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of what a name for a real dressed-up man?
Handsome.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear him called a jelly bean?
Jelly bean, yeah.
What did that mean?
Oh, it meant that he all the time wants to be primping up. Yeah, just like he said a while ago.
Uh-huh.